Want to preface the next words that are going to come out of my mouth with this. This is going to sound crazy, but what if I told you the World Cup had attributes to it that actually suggested that the Earth is flat? I know what you're thinking. That is the most illogical bullshit I've ever heard in my entire life. But allow me to explain. It wasn't that they were kicking around a ball that suggested that the Earth was flat. It was the flight home. And for all the people that are seeing this that aren't familiar, let me give a little bit of context. There's a lot of emergency flight path landings that don't make sense if the Earth is a ball spinning around the sun, or spinning at all. Take this flight for example. From Argentina to India, and they emergency landed in Amsterdam. Right on the line. For some reason, flights just make more sense on flat Earth. It's like the Earth's flat. But, again, yeah. This one's pretty bad. This one's pretty bad for the heliosexuals. From Auckland to Los Angeles is where they emergency landed. This is what it looks like on the globe. They were trying to go to Lima, Peru. Instead of flying on the bottom side of the ball, they went thousands of miles above the equator. And you look at it on the flat Earth model. Now, let's relate this logic back to the World Cup flight home. Argentina landed in Rome with World Cup trophy. Argentina had a short layover at Rome's airport before continuing their flight to Buenos Aires. There's a little bit more information on the flight. And you'd think if these guys were flying from Doha to Buenos Aires, there's no way that they would go the opposite direction of where they were going, right? You're telling me these guys went the opposite direction. That's exactly what they're trying to say. They're literally... Every flight. Flight paths, planes, it doesn't really matter. Once you get into the sky, it's a great proof that the ground below you isn't spinning. Take this plane right here, the SR-71. This thing's top speed is 2,200 miles an hour.